Cowboys on second down and 7, football to the 35 of Dallas. Romo takes, gets by Clay Matthews, throws sidearm over the middle, intercepted by the Packers! Sam Shields! First down, Green Bay! Midfield marker! There it is! That's what they needed! Right there! The snap, Romo waits, guns it right side, nearly intercepted, it is! Oh, the rolling incomplete! Tremaine Williams again on a diving grab!
After reviewing the play, the receiver had two hands under the ball, completed the catch, rolled over to interception. The Green Bay ball first and 10 on the 32-yard line.
And ladies and gentlemen, there is your dagger!
Aren't you mad enough, Jerry, to fire somebody?
Listen, let's do this. Let's talk about our emotion. It's a rough emotion, but if I thought getting mad at it would do some good, then we'd get mad at it. I've been mad a lot of times. And so the main thing is somehow get over this second half, take the first half, play better, come back, and give us a chance against Washington.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Tony Romo, what are you doing? Dallas Cowboys, what are you doing? Oh, gracious. Welcome into the zone on this Monday. It's a little gray outside today, but it is no grayer than in the hearts and minds of Cowboy fans everywhere. A game that couldn't have gotten away, shouldn't have gotten away, got away. Justin Akre, Phil Olsen, Matty T, we appreciate you tuning in today. Holy Moses, what happened? I flipped the game off at halftime yesterday as a Packers fan. So disgusted and just, I was conceding defeat. This offense could not get going under Flynn. The defense is not very good, frankly. And they had a huge deficit, and they end up making it all up and winning. It is amazing to me. Oh, Tony, I'm sorry for you. You're throwing passes that should not be thrown. Now, admittedly, some great defensive plays were made. I hate it for you Cowboy fans. Oh, bummer. Hi, Phil.
You're very kind to hate it for the Cowboy fans.
I don't revel.
Very, very kind.
Unlike my man Tommy Smith, and I'm not saying I'm better than Tommy. We're just different in this. I don't revel in the Cowboys' misery. I don't root for them. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I'm not a Cowboy hater at all.
It's difficult to enjoy watching, you know, a team routinely pull off losses like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, excruciating, gut-wrenching, stomach-clenching losses when you have large leads. And you're thinking, well, the defense is playing well. Boy, mm-hmm. they look really good in this first half. And then you just see it all coming crashing down again. But still, even, you know, a defense blows a huge lead like that and a lot of the fingers. I mean, listen to the two clips that you played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going to remember the collapse, but, man, they're going to remember those two interceptions. Santa Claus keeps giving in December, and Santa Claus wears the Cowboys' quarterback uniform.
This is Megyn Kelly's white Santa Claus you're talking about.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones has been Santa Claus for a while. I think he's been far too giving to his redheaded coach and his often troubled quarterback. Let's get a quote from Tony Romo following the game. Tony, good work. Sorry about that. Another bummer. Here's my thing about the Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, and oddly enough, they're right there in the same state, and many people root for both teams. They are the NFL version of the University of Texas. You have so many things to your advantage. You have tradition, fan base, facilities, everything working for you, and yet you fall short. And the problem is you are continually suckered as an administrator or a fan by the fact that you're good enough to get there. You're always that close. You're always good enough. But eventually you have to get to the point where you say, we're not ever going to get over the hump in the current situation we're in. That's why it was right for Mac Brown to step down, and that's why it's time finally for something else to be done with Dallas, because it's not good enough. And they may squeak into the playoffs this year. They may find a way.
Well, it's only because, and this goes with your theme about everything being laid out there for them, and they play in an absolutely horrendous division where mediocrity is going to end up as a division champion. They haven't. It's right there in front of them. They could be They could be a 9-win Cowboys team. Heck, they could be an 8-win Cowboys team and still end up fumbling into the playoffs somehow. But this, you know, they have 7 wins right now. They probably should have 10 or 11.
The point is, you're good enough to compete. You're good enough to be, I guess, the romantic thing of finally he's going to get over the hump and finally this is going to be the year. But how many years have you wasted thinking that way? Now it's too late with Tony Romo. You've already signed on the dotted line, and nobody's going to take that ridiculous contract that you gave him this last year. It's insane the amount of money they threw at Tony Romo for no apparent reason. And it's not all him. There are other people who have fallen short, without a doubt. But they have got to do something different. They've changed coordinators. The next move is to change the coach. Saw the same thing happen in Texas. They changed defensive coordinators midway through the season, and that worked to their benefit. They had a good, solid year. But they're not good enough to get where they want to be. They're not good enough to get where they should be with all the advantages they have, and the Dallas Cowboys are in the exact same spot, and it's time for Jerry Jones to start chopping some heads.
It's just such a fun ride every Sunday with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, from start to finish, from the beginning to the very end of the day when everybody files out of the stadium and the press conferences begin, because the press conferences sometimes seem to be just as entertaining as the games. I mean, look, Jerry looks pretty uncomfortable, doesn't he? What was his quote yesterday? I'm not going to give Jason Garrett a vote of confidence every week. Nor, I mean, he shouldn't have to, but that's going to be the question every single week now.
Besides, it's exhausting giving votes of confidence when you're busy sharpening your sword to chop his head off at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Can't do both. I mean, Jerry Jones is an old man, for God's sakes. Can't expect him to expend that much energy. That's exhausting. Jason Garrett, what do you have to say for yourself?
At different times in the second half, we probably could have run the ball
more,
but we were having some success throwing it. I did have a couple drives where we went incomplete, and weren't able to convert on third down, which certainly hurt us. But we wanted to maintain an aggressive mentality, and we wanted to mix run and pass, and we'll go back and evaluate and see how well we did that.
The hay is in the barn. Jason Garrett, you have a huge lead against a team with a backup quarterback that has all sorts of issues defensively and in the offensive line. All you have to do is hold on. I'm all for staying aggressive. I'm all for not sitting on the football. But in this case, when you have a significant lead against a non-Aaron Rodgers-led Packers team, you can't lose the game. Your hay is in the barn. You don't walk in the barn and set the hay on fire, dum-dum. You're all set up. You blew it. You blew it!
Did Tony Romo, though, set the spark that lit the fire in the barn by changing a play? I mean, and you know, Jason Garrett even brings that up. And it's not, he didn't sound like he was throwing Tony Romo under the bus, but he certainly pointed out who changed that call and who threw the interception.
Look at that giant hay fire over there! I've never seen Herm Edwards so impassioned. He and Jaworski are going head-to-head on this debate. And Jaworski can't really, in any significant way, defend what happened yesterday. But Herm is fired up. And it is a failure, I mean, organization-wide. Totally unacceptable. I'm glad I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'd be on suicide watch today. I don't know how they do it. One of the things that has come up, and this was a very serious point of contention between Jaworski and Herm Edwards, was, did he have the pass option? And should he have had the pass option? Because there are plays, according to Herm, you can send in and go, this is the freaking play, run this freaking play, and don't go anywhere else. You have no audibility on this play. Run it. He says they should do that more often.
Tony, you have too many options there? I mean, can't you make a point there? We're going to run the ball no matter what, or is he always going to have those options?
It's a good question, and, you know, we'll have those options for really, really challenging and difficult situations. You know, I think he'd be the first one to tell you right now that he probably should have run the ball in that situation.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Tony?
You know, he ended up cutting his route off, and I threw it as if he was continuing to go to the sideline. So we'll get that right. We'll go back and assess what the whole process and get it right.
That's awesome. In a couple of weeks, you're going to have an entire offseason to assess all the things that went wrong in the 2013 season again. I'm serious. I am so happy today. One of the greatest gifts I've gotten this holiday season, Phil Elson, is that I'm not a Cowboys fan. I don't know how you people do it every year. I really don't. And I'm not even poking at you. I feel bad for you. I don't know how you do it every year. Because this year I can look at my Packers and go, look, they're just not good enough. I've sort of become a Saints fan. I'm kind of new to that deal, but I'm so new to it that if they don't win, hey, I'm okay with it. You know, it's they failed yesterday, but they're still in contention to get home field advantage in the first couple rounds. I don't know how you get up every day and sit down every Sunday and put on your star and your blue and root for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't get it. I don't know how you do it.
Because it's in my blood, man. That's how I just, you know, I can't help myself.
I feel terrible for the Cowboys. Now, I'm upset as a non-Cowboys fan. Let's go to line one and talk to an actual Cowboys fan. Tuck, how do you do it?
That says it all.
Man, I don't understand, bro. How do you get paid millions and millions of dollars to be an idiot, to be an imbecile?
I don't know, but I'm looking for that gig.
I mean, dude, if you find it, man, turn me over.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's ridiculous, man. And my thing, you know, Romo threw the interception, true enough. He probably set the spark in the barn with the hate, true enough. But at the same time, once again, the man gives you a more than a 3-touchdown lead. All you have to do is hold on, like you said. You don't have to win it. Don't put the guy in the position to try to have to win a game. He's already given you enough cushion. Just hold on. Why do we have Monty Kiffin? Why is he still sitting up in the booth?
I don't know.
It's crazy, man. I don't get it. And until Jerry figures it out, you need to get you a coach instead of just a yes man. You have to get you a coach instead of a yes man. You got to go ahead and clean house now. I would keep DeMarcus Ware. I would keep Sean Lee. I would keep Maurice Claiborne. And I might keep Carr as a backup cornerback. But everybody else, you can go back to the grocery store where we got you from.
Tuck, let me give you a sobering stat, and I know you know this all too well, that if you and your wife got married in 1997 and you and your wife agreed to have a baby for every Cowboy playoff win, that this Christmas you would not even have to buy gifts for more than one child? Can you believe that, Cowboy fans?
Oh, yeah.
Don't even have a family of four. It's just the three of looking at sitting at that square table looking at the empty chair where the other kids should be for another playoff win that never happened. I think How do you do it?
You just equated Cowboy fandom to birth control. Well
yes.
done. It works.
That's funny, dude. That's funny, man. But, as always, dude, I'm down in the star, man. But it hurts. It's painful. But I ride or die. But I just don't get it. I don't get it, man. I don't even get mad anymore. It's to be expected.
Mm.
You know, if it's a way to lose, we're fine.
Mm.
And that's sad to say. Mm. You know, the tradition that goes along with being a Cowboy fan, I never thought that it would get to this point. But it's there, and that's something needs to be done.
Yep.
So, you know, I had to call him a bit, bro. I started to call you last night, but, you know, I was throwing too much stuff in the house, and I was breaking up too much stuff, so I said I ain't going to even bother Justin.
Tuck needs a new TV because he's put several shotgun shells into it.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt about it, bro. Hey, man, if I don't get to talk to you, bro, Merry Christmas, man. Much love.
Sam, do you appreciate you, Tuck? Take care.
Thanks.
Man, and I thought, I mean, you're angrier than Cowboys fans are, Justin. I mean, RJ, when I saw him this morning, and maybe it's just because he's been up for a long time, but he didn't seem to be very bothered by last night.
No,
and
they're
usually
resigned.
RJ's pretty upset when the Cowboys step in a puddle.
Right.
You know.
Here's the thing. They're resigned already. That's what's sad. I mean, there's apathy to some degree. But the thing is, for me, you're in playoff contention. You made a great point earlier. This is a pathetic Eastern Division. And again, it's not just because there aren't good teams. It's that there have been injury issues and things of that nature. I mean, thank God for the Eastern folks who are competing in the Eastern, the fans of that division, that Foles didn't play all year with Philly. Because I don't, you know, they may have a couple more wins. It may already be a moot point, maybe over.
And Dallas can also, you know, rest assured that they might not be the most dysfunctional team in the NFC East.
Yeah.
The Washington Redskins, I mean, look, the networks have been canceling soap operas for a long time now. But you got it every Sunday with the Redskins. It's incredible what's gone on over there with Shanahan and RG3. I mean,
yeah, that's a mess.
I mean, when's the last time that you had a guy who was? I mean, he was elevated to such a level last year in his rookie season, in a season that had great rookie quarterbacks. He seemed to have the best year. And to see him benched as a healthy scratch for the last three games of the season, even with the blessing now of ownership, apparently.
Telling you right now, if they don't beat the Redskins this week, they should make Jason Garrett. Where is? I think that game is in Washington. That game is in Washington. They should make Jason Garrett take a bus back to Dallas if they lose that game to another backup quarterback. And I'm telling you, the Packers with Aaron Rodgers are not a great team. The Packers with Matt Flynn have no business beating the Cowboys yesterday.
Yeah.
You're still in playoff contention, and the Packers are admittedly as well. It's a very narrow shot. They do play two teams with losing records coming up. They'll have to get some help to get there. But it is you have everything to play for as a Cowboys team against a team that is dealing without its quarterback, which makes them – he's not like your average NFL quarterback. He makes his team like 75% better. He is Tom Brady to them. He is Peyton Manning. There's only about three or four guys that you could say that about. He's one of them. I mean, I don't know who the Saints' backup is. If Drew Brees goes down, forget it. Your season's over. And you have a really good defense, and you got a pretty solid running game. But forget it. Without it – and by the way, I do want to say Ingram played very well yesterday. I want to give him credit for the Packers. But anyway, I don't know how you all do it. It's ridiculous to me. Gino.
Yes.
What's up?
I just wanted to make a comment about, like we said earlier, about the you know, how the Cowboy fans do it and things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Cowboy fan, and I agree with everything you say about the Cowboy. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's pitiful, and they can work on a lot of things. But I just want to know, like, what you think the difference is being a Cowboy fan and being a Razorback fan? You think maybe it's because they're professionals, they get paid a lot of money, and maybe Jason Garrett been at it longer, so they should be better by now? And
yeah, I mean, I think
Razorbacks in the rebuilding season, and everybody should be patient with them or whatsoever. So, I mean, why should the Razorback fans have to go, you know, somewhere and feel the same way as Cowboy fans?
You're one of the top five organizations, not just in the NFL, you're one of the top five sports organizations probably in the world, right? Or at least in the United States.
Without question, I mean, that Cowboy star is recognizable around the world.
I mean, to me, that's your expectation has to be, and again, it's been 4 years since they've won a playoff game. I mean,
come on.
You have to have an expectation that is somewhat in line with what you can do and what you have working for you. And I just don't know how long they're going to ride this wagon of. They're better than mediocre. That's the problem, is you get that taste of, we're good enough. We're right there. We're only a half step away. But you know you're never going to be able to, and that last step is the hardest one. It's not the 26 miles that get you. It's the point two at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they are.
I agree, because like I said, even as a Cowboy fan, you get tired every year. Saying, this is the year. They're going to do it this year. They're going to do it this year.
Yeah.
And they keep
wetting your appetite. They're the oasis in the desert, my friend, but you can't ever get there.
Yeah, but, and it's different than like what you're seeing from the Texans or Atlanta this year, two teams that were expected to contend for the Super Bowl and have fallen flat on their faces and are getting routinely blown out game after game. You know, Dallas is still in the hunt. Dallas still has a chance to win almost every game they've played this year and have had leads late in games.
Right.
I mean, looking back, I mean, there's four or five games that they've lost in the fourth quarter. A couple of them they've had two touchdown leads, three touchdown leads. Can't hold on to that.
Here's the deal, Gino. If that's a five-win team this year, you just chalk it up to this is a horrible year. They got to get it together next year. But this is a team that's in the race, and to lay an egg like that when you have a lead, when you're in the race to win your division, to make the playoffs, and to give your fans a little something, and then you blow it, I mean, I feel for y'all.
But let me ask this one question, and I'll hang up and listen from here on out, because I think you guys do a good job, and y'all have good insight. It's year after year, it's the same old thing all the time. They change coordinators, they change coaches or whatever. What do you think it is? What's missing? What do you think it's going to take to get the Cowboys over the hump? I mean, if you were, you know, inside the organization, what would you do? You know, what kind of changes would you make to make it better? And I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate it. I don't know. I don't think Jason Garrett's a Super Bowl-winning coach. I don't see it. I'm sure if he won a Super Bowl, he would not be the worst coach in the history of the NFL to win a Super Bowl as a head coach, but I just don't see it. I don't think anybody sees that. I don't know why they didn't make the change last year.
Here.
Tony Romo, now there's no choice. I don't think Tony Romo's going to get you there either. As great as he is statistically, he just doesn't have whatever that is. He doesn't have whatever Aaron Rodgers has. He doesn't have what Peyton Manning has. He doesn't have what Tom Brady has. Statistically speaking, he's going to be one of the best of all times. He just doesn't have that. It's too late now. You made your bed. You're in bed with Tony Romo. You can't get out. It doesn't matter what he does to you. You can't get away from him. He's your guy. You're married to him for an extended period of time, and you can't divorce him because you can't afford it. You're done. You're in that bad marriage with Tony Romo, and you did it to yourself. Why? I don't know.
I'm not going to get into personnel with the Cowboys, but I will say this. That I think that if you're looking to improve the team, here's two things that might, should happen, but won't happen. One, hire a GM.
Yeah.
That's 1A. 1B, sell the team. I would say hire the GM first.
Right.
See what happens next.
Well, neither one of those things are going to happen.
Exactly.
Jim, and if you don't want to find a football team, I'm the GM too, so I don't blame him. Jim.
And you're not going to win a playoff game either.
My team would suck also. What's up, Jim?
I'm a Cowboy fan. I really am. I've been a Cowboy fan since I was a little kid, and I am disgusted. I mean, they have. I think that they have the talent. I mean, the defense is decimated with injuries. I'm not saying that they're not. I mean, I give a small pass to that because you're playing with guys that were watching football on TV last year. But I mean, and just the play calling is so atrocious. I mean, I'm not even sure if Garrett is aware of the flow of the game sometimes. I mean, he is pounding the ball. He is using his offensive line like a road grader down the road. I mean, just clearing out holes. The guy's running for 10, 12, you know, 9, 6, 7 yards a carry, and all of a sudden, let's throw the ball 10 times.
Yeah.
And not even run play action on those throws, just set up in 5 wide. It's crazy what he does.
Yeah, it's one thing
and
if
I
you can't.
He needs to go. He may be a great coordinator somewhere else, but he has to have somebody else that's going to tell him, look,
what we got is working. We got them cheating up on the line. Let's do play action. Let's go five wide. No one's going to think you're going to run when you go five wide. It's ridiculous. And I'm so fed up. And I don't have to win. I'm not a Cowboy fan that says we got to win the Super Bowl every year. But they at least have to be competitive.
Be nice.
Right now, the joke of the NFL.
I think you want to feel relevant in a non-comedic way.
Yeah, that would be
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. Exactly. I am tired of being the punchline of the NFL now.
Oh, there it is.
And I tell you something else I don't like. I don't like that Jerry Jones went and built a stupid stadium that the football team has to walk through a nightclub on the way to the field. That's stupid.
Hey, Jim.
Hey. Yeah.
You should go to the Cotton Bowl. It's a lot more fun, and you won't be upset afterwards.
I stay upset every time I watch them now.
I hate it for you. I really do. I think the Cowboy fans are very passionate, and I have some friends who are devastated every game they lose. Unfortunately, they spend a lot of time devastated. But I think they're great fans. I mean, it stinks. It's a great national brand. It's a, you know, and obviously with the connection to Arkansas with Jerry Jones, I'd love to see them succeed. But it's too bad, man. I hate it for you. Hang in there.
Thanks.
All right. It's 10:20. I got to take a time out. When we come back, we're going totally off the board.